This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, once again, we are visiting with Dr. Ken Anderson, double board certified facial plastic surgeon and founder of Anderson Center for Hair, located in Atlanta, Georgia. He is here to speak with us about Artas robotic hair restoration. Dr. Anderson, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is always ours as well. Always look forward to your visits with us. Now, to kick things off today, tell us, what is Artas and what are your recommendations for someone who is considering robotic hair restoration?
Well, thanks for asking. The Artas is a surgical robot, the first of its kind in cosmetic surgery, and it performs a special type of hair restoration surgery. One of the main complaints of traditional hair restoration surgery is the linear scar on the back and sides of the head. That is a result of a traditional linear strip procedure. That's a telltale scar that really, you know, if you see it, it lets other people know that, yes, you've had a hair restoration surgery. It prevents, especially men, from wearing really short haircuts because you can see that little smiley face scar. So about 10 years ago, a type of procedure called the follicular unit extraction was developed. And in this method, essentially a small circular punch is used to extract one follicle at a time from the back and sides of the head, and it doesn't create any linear scarring. And so the robot, the Artas robot, is a type of device that performs this follicular unit extraction with robotic precision. So really anyone who is having hair loss and would like to have it replaced in a permanent, natural manner and do not want to have the telltale scar on their scalp, they would be good to consider an Artas robotic surgery because it can perform the surgery without making any linear scars.
What other reasons would someone undergo robotic hair restoration?
Well, I got to say, I started offering follicular unit extraction in 2003 in Beverly Hills, California. Initially, it was really, the follicular unit extraction procedure was confined to, you know, very small little procedures to get just a couple hundred grafts or follicles from the donor area to put in larger scars from previous hair transplant procedures. Really, the demand from actors in California, in Los Angeles there, pushed us because they wanted a hair restoration, but they didn't want the scar. So back in 2004, we performed the first complete hair restoration surgery using the follicular unit extraction technique. And, you know, that was a real milestone. There was no robots for it, though. It took me just about 18 hours to complete that procedure. And, you know, fast forward to 2016, the robot can do that same procedure in about an hour and a half. So we've come light years in terms of advancement on the technique of performing hair transplant surgery while leaving behind zero evidence that a procedure has taken place.
Now, what does the Artas procedure entail, and what is the recovery like, assuming there is a recovery period?
The robot procedure, the way we do it at the Anderson Center for Hair, it involves two calendar days. There's a preoperative appointment on the first day, and we accomplish quite a bit that day. We trim the hair down in certain areas. I numb the scalp with local anesthesia. And then we do the platelet-rich plasma procedure. And then we finally on that day, I make all the recipient sites. The sites are sort of where the hair is going, the business end for why we're doing this. We need the new hair in a new location. So I'm going to make all those sites in an artistic manner, taking my time to do that because it really is art. And I spend time on the first preoperative day making all the sites for the hairs to arrive the next day. The skin is very thick on the scalp, and those holes, we can find them the next day, no problem. And so what happens on the actual day, the operative day, is the patient would arrive at about in the morning around 7:30 or so. And then we, you know, make sure that the trimming is on point in the couple areas we need it to be. I do the sedation, do the nerve blocks. We go to the robot room. We're typically in there doing the extractions with the robot from about 8:30 or so until about noon 30 maybe. And then we go directly to the placement room and start placing the grafts without taking any time right there to, you know, to do the PRP procedure or to make the sites. And this is, you know, we split it up into 2 days so that, you know, the grafts aren't sitting in a dish, technically slowly perishing while I'm trying to make sites and do other things surgically. So in the name of getting the grafts back into the scalp as quickly as possible so that they all grow, we kind of split it up into 2 days. Recovery is fairly straightforward. It's not a painful issue at all. There's very little pain with an ARTAS robotic hair transplant procedure. It's mainly just busy work. Most patients will take a single pill of regular strength Vicodin the evening of surgery, mainly because I tell them to, and then for the remainder of the recovery period, they just manage the pain with a little bit of Aleve twice a day. You know, that's just over-the-counter pain medicine. And the main recovery activity is going to be wound irrigation. We give the patients all the sprays and chemicals they need to take care of their new hairs. And so about once an hour for the first 3 days while the patient is awake, they're going to be spraying down their heads pretty liberally, spraying down their new hairs to really speed away the scabbing, speed away the redness, and really get those grafts to heal in as quickly as possible. And that takes about 5 days. So, you know, a lot of places will, you know, they might say you can go back to work the next day. That's not realistic. I think you're going to need at least, 3 days off after the procedure to take care of the new hair that has been placed.
Very thorough information in all regards. Thanks for that. Today we are joined by Dr. Ken Anderson, a board-certified facial plastic surgeon and founder of the Anderson Center for Hair located in Atlanta, Georgia. Here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery and Hair Restoration Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Anderson, what are the complications associated with ARTAS, assuming there are possible complications?
Well, with any surgical procedure, there are possible complications. We're kind of we're fortunate on the scalp in that it's the most vascular skin on the human body. And so because of the very vigorous blood supply, typical things like non-healing wounds or infection of a wound are distinctly uncommon because of the blood supply. In terms of complications, a lot of them are cosmetic based, you know, big unsightly scars from, say, a traditional linear procedure. That really can't happen with the ARTAS machine. And because I perform one single procedure per day. I run a boutique style clinic. I perform the procedures personally. It's very much like art to me. And so really, we don't rush it along, so you know nothing's going to get missed. One of the nice things about the ARTAS robot is that there are redundant safety mechanisms built in. It's measuring exactly how much force it's putting on you and in newtons, and if it goes too high, the whole system backs off. If you bump the machine while it's working, the system will back off. So it's the machine itself is very safe. It's simply a cutaneous procedure, so we're not operating inside the sinuses of the head or inside your inner ear or in your abdomen. It's just skin surgery. So we're fortunate in that regard that the complication rate, particularly in experienced hands, is just about nil. The real complications associated with hair restoration surgery often are cosmetic in nature. You know, the hair line can be placed too low, or it can be too straight, or it can be too aggressive in the corners, or just really not fit the patient's face. If you think about it, you know, your nose is unique, and it's unique to your face. Well, so is your hairline. If you put another person's hairline on your head, it would look different. It would look odd, especially across different races. If you took someone from, say, Asian descent and put that nose or hairline, for that matter, onto a Caucasian man, oftentimes it would look a little bit off. So What I love most about it is the artistic demands and the fact that really I'm creating art and creating these hairlines, because it's not really a guidebook of where to put it. I'm sizing up how the patient looks, the shape of their face, their heritage, their culture, and really coming up with a new hairline for patients based on experience and artistic talent. So that's what I love about it, the artistic aspect. But many, many doctors are not exactly, shall we say, artists. It's the hairline placement is not really all that intuitive. Because if it were, we wouldn't see any bad results. But we do. Unfortunately, I have some patients coming in and they, require repairs from previous surgeries. The hairline just doesn't look right and it looks fake. And we can't have that. The hair has to look like it's always been there and not like someone put it back. So, I think we do a great job of that here at our center.
Certainly sounds like you do. Very thorough in your explanation as well and passion behind it. Lastly, what other procedures can treat hair loss?
Well, there are several other non-surgical methods to increase hair growth, like the vampire hair restoration we offer, which involves platelet-rich plasma along with fetal growth proteins in a combined procedure. Low-level laser therapy is also a way you can enhance hair growth. It's an at-home treatment. It's essentially a laser helmet that shoots out, very gentle, non-heating, very cool touch lasers that can help stimulate and promote hair growth. And then finally, there's, of course, linear strip hair restoration procedures. And then platelet-rich plasma, which is just, that's getting a lot of press. As I know, it's been on the doctor's show, Dr. Oz. And essentially, we draw your blood, we spin it down, and we separate out the platelets. The platelets are the cells with the growth factors, and they're essentially the quarterbacks of the human body's tissue rejuvenation and healing system. So we concentrate the platelets, and then into the areas of hair loss, we can inject those with the ultra-natural concentrations of the growth factors into the areas of hair loss. And oftentimes, that can help halt or appear to reverse the process of hair loss.
Dr. Anderson, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you back with us, and thanks so much for the thorough details on the ARTIS robotic hair restoration procedure. Where can our listeners find more information on Anderson Center for Hair, and how can all be in touch as well?
I have a website. It's www.atlantahairsurgeon.com. And we're also, of course, at 404-256-HAIR, which would be 404-256-4247. And we also have a very active Facebook page. Just look for Anderson Center for Hair on Facebook.
Well, easy enough. Well, Dr. Anderson, take care. Thanks so much for being with us once again here on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Very much enjoyed it, Eric. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Ken Anderson, a board-certified facial plastic surgeon and the founder of the Anderson Center for Hair, located in Atlanta, Georgia. And for more information, simply visit atlantahairsurgeon.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery and Hair Restoration Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.